Today is January 20th, 2022, and did you know it's our 100th day together? Oh, I'm so blessed to be with you, my friends. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I'm your host for this program. And for this school year, we are reading through the promises of God, praying those promises, and praising God using His Word. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, 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 awesome God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, you're our advocate, the only begotten Son, our covenant-keeping God and divine Redeemer. You are Elohim and the final authority, the God of the generations. You are the helmet of salvation, the great I Am. You are jealous for us, Lord. I can't understand that. You're the keeper of our souls and the light of the world, the maker of all things, and nothing is impossible for you. You are omnipotent over this Omicron virus. You're the Prince of Peace and quick to hear us. Oh, Lord, you're the God of right now, our safe place, and the trusted one. You uphold our lives, and you are the victorious warrior. You're the who, what, when, where, and why of all that we do. Lord, you're extraordinary, and you're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the God of Zion. Hallowed be thy name. O Lord, teach us more about you. Show us your greatness each day as we go about school life. Lord, thank you for the teachers. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the administrators. Thank you for all the paraprofessionals. There's so many, from the cafeteria workers to the bus drivers and the crossing guards to the classroom assistants and all of the variety of jobs, those front desk people. Oh, my goodness, mostly ladies. Oh, God, there's so many of them. I can hardly think of them, but they need the blessing of the Holy Spirit today. Will you shine down on all of our paraprofessionals? We give them extra strength as their job is super hard. I praise you, Lord, because they get all the things that nobody really wants to do, and they do it well. Lord, help them as they're substituting now and filling in with so many people out. And it's just a difficult, difficult time for all. But today I want to praise you for the hard work and our low-paying paraprofessionals. Give them a double portion of your love. And for those who do know you, help them to pray today for their own colleagues, for all of the paraprofessionals, for all of their teachers they serve with, and all of the administrators they serve with. Oh, Lord, but most of all, help the paraprofessionals have an extra special gentle touch for the children today. Lord, we love you and thank you for all of this. And we praise you in the hardworking, holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. It's just so cool to be on day 100. It's like kindergarten teachers, right, that have that big celebration of day 100. I always watch the kids come out with their little hats and the number 100 on them. It's fun, and they count 100 things. Well, 100 days together is a blessing, so I praise God for you. Now we are going to read our promise for today that comes from 1 Peter 4, the Word of God, 1 Peter 4, verse 14. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. The Word of God, 1 Peter 4, verse 14. Oh, praise God for His encouraging promises. Amen. I am looking at a beautiful sunrise. It's sort of a wintry one in Florida, so it's really never that cold. But it is just beautiful. It's kind of through cedar trees and even a little sycamore tree and a beautiful sunrise. It's just great over East Lake Tehopakalaga in St. Cloud. Please feel free to share these. They're the work of God and the Word of God all rolled up in one. I would love to pray this scripture with you now, this promise with you, my friends. Dear Lord of Promises, we are your people, your ambassadors in the public schools. Often it feels like we're in a foreign nation these days, but this promise reminds us to never be daunted by insults that we may receive for the name of Christ. Help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves as we give your spirit full reign over our hearts. We want to love large, exude with kindness, and bless our students, colleagues, and administrators. Without you, it would be impossible. But as you have taught us, with you all things are possible. Help us to be wholly bold and live within the laws of the land. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the gift of this Spirit who rests upon us. We love you dearly and pray in the name of Christ. Amen. And now, my friends, I also wrote you a little note about this promise that I would love to read to you. I don't know about you, but one of my greatest fears is that I will deny Christ when it is a life and death situation. Intellectually, I will stand for Christ no matter what. Emotionally, I pray that I'm not weak. This promise is an anchor for us as we walk our walk as Christians in the public schools. There's no power higher than our powerful God. If we are insulted because of what we believe in him, count it all joy. There have been many sermons that have asked, if you were in a court of law for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Oh, may it be so that we can have the glory of God rest upon us. Now, my friends, we have said the promise, we have prayed the promise, and we've even pondered the promise. So let us now do the praise for today that comes from the Word of God. Our praise today comes from Psalm 148, verse 4. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. And that is Psalm 148, verse 4. It's pretty cool, right? We get to praise him with the highest heavens and with the waters above the heavens. It's hard to imagine how much praise is going on all over the universe. Now, there's two things that we always do on Around the Word in 180 Days, and that's to read our daily devotional from Christian Educators and to remind you of our 1:16 p.m. prayer prompt. Now, we pray at 1:16 p.m. each and every school day by alarm because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile or the Greek. We are believing in the power of unity of prayer. That's why we pray at that time. And so, my friends, when you pray today, don't bow your head, don't close your eyes, just have a heart prayer through the eyes of your heart. Pray to God. Now, we are going to be praying a particular prompt, but that's not one you have to do. If you remember, you remember. But if not, you know you're going to be praying with hundreds of your brothers and sisters across the nation. Get the word out. We should be thousands of us praying each day. Today, on January 20th, our 100th day together, let's please pray for diligence in planning and preparation. You know, when you're working for the Lord, you can't just fly by the seat of your pants. So let your plans and your prep be particularly guided by the hand of the Lord. We have to ask sometimes for that reminder too, true? I'm looking forward to praying with you today, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. And now our daily devotional today comes from Christian Educators. We release one each day, and it's always a surprise because today it's from me. It cracks me up. But I had a cool devotional with the promises 4 or 5 years ago, I can't remember. And I read the promises of God in 4 translations. And then I had a little quote for the day, and that was one of the favorite things people liked because it gave you a blend of scripture without the address and some secular sayings that you could put on your board each day. So if you threw in a little scripture but you didn't put, you know, the actual chapter verse, and instead just mixed a little secular, little sacred, and Sandra Day O'Connor taught us that in her brief when she said, this was about public display of Christmas items in the public square, I suppose. But she said, yes, it's fine as long as you do three reindeer and a baby Jesus. So in our case, it's more like three secular sayings to one scriptural saying. And now the devotional for today, written by me, is called Promise, the Prayer. Father, thank you that you are above all things. Help me keep my eyes fixed on you today rather than what is going on around me. The scripture that I chose was Genesis 8, verse 21 to 22. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, "Never again will I curse the ground because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood. And never again will I destroy all the living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Don't let your heart be troubled over the small things. Our God is above all things. He has promised that day and night will never cease until he ushers in his kingdom. Let today's worries be shadowed by his great promise of eternity, which is much bigger than our school life." Now the quote for the day that was in the devotional, and that's still available if you're interested. The quotes alone are pretty good. You can just put in my name in Amazon, Karen C. Seddon, and you'll see four books. And one of them is The Promises of God that I did chronologically and with four verses. And then, of course, these quotes. So the quote for today is, "The beautiful thing about learning is that no one can take it away from you." And that was from B.B. King. And now, dear friends, I would love to remind you of our promise for today from 1 Peter 4, verse 14. "If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of the glory of God rests upon you." Oh Lord, thank you for this promise that you are resting upon us. Lord, let your Spirit have your way with us today. Let us be obedient. Let us be pliable, and let us give you the glory for all things that are good. We praise you, Lord, and thank you for this time together on our 100th day and for the school day itself. We praise you and thank you because you are God alone. We praise you in the generous name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.